5.36. 1. Mark.
What's the hardest exam you've ever taken?
My A-level physics exam. I didn't understand at least half the questions.
Have you ever done an exam where everything went wrong?
I'm afraid so. For a history O-level, there were 5 questions, all short essays. I'd prepared 5 questions from previous exam papers, but nothing else. So I was gambling that at least 3 of the questions would come up, but none of them did. So, obviously, I didn't pass it.
How did you usually prepare for a big exam?
I remember it generally involved a lot of coffee and late nights.
Did you find exams stressful?
I never got that stressed about them until it was too late. That may have had a negative effect on the results, come to think of it. I was never the world's best at exams. I usually passed, but the results were never brilliant.
2. Sophie.
What's the hardest exam you've ever taken?
I guess the hardest exam was probably my driving test, the practical part. I just didn't know what to expect. In fact, I failed 3 times before I finally passed.
Have you ever done an exam where everything went wrong?
Yes, in the beginning of my first driving test, I refused to stop where the examiner asked me to stop. I just didn't think it looked safe, and I thought it was a trick. I mean, I thought that he was asking me to do something dangerous to test me. Anyway, it wasn't a trick, and he wasn't happy at all.
Oh. How did you usually prepare for a big exam?
I did a lot of revising. For some exams at school and university, I also remember eating a lot of fish, as I was told it helped. It's supposed to be good for your brain.
Did exams used to stress you out?
Yes. I hated exams and used to get very nervous and stressed beforehand. But once the exam had started, I usually relaxed.
3. Kate.
What's the hardest exam you've ever taken?
Oh, definitely my 11 plus exam. It was the first exam I'd ever done in my life. I was shocked. I still remember one of the questions. It was, who was the father of the son of William Shakespeare? I couldn't work out the answer.
Have you ever done an exam where everything went wrong?
No, I revised too much to let anything like that happen to me.
How did you usually prepare for a big exam?
Well, despite being a teacher now and telling my students not to study the night before the exam to have an early night, I didn't used to do that myself. I used to cram right up until the last minute. And even if I did have an early night, I slept really badly.
Did exams used to stress you out?
Oh, yes, because you can have a bad day and simply not be able to show your real ability in a subject. I always worried that that would happen to me.
4. Paul.
What's the hardest exam you've ever taken?
Probably the exam at the end of the first year of my geography course at university. Not because the questions were very difficult, but because I'd done so little work for it.
Have you ever done an exam where everything went wrong?
Oh, yes. I thought I'd done quite well in my GCSE chemistry exam, but I failed it. So something must have gone very wrong.
How did you usually prepare for a big exam?
I used to read notes over and over again, right up till the last possible minute. I relied heavily on short-term memory, I think.
Did exams used to stress you out?
Not really, though they probably would now. When I was at school and university, it was just part of life, so not particularly stressful.